from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We head now live to Washington. Molly Nagel joining us live this morning, White House correspondent. All right, Molly, a lot happening over the last week, including a meeting with governors at the White House just before the 4th of July. What came out of that meeting?
Well, this meeting, Brian, was really supposed to be a way to reassure leaders within the party, state leaders in the Democratic Party, that Joe Biden is up to the job and can do this, and that, as they've been arguing, that debate performance was just a one-off. So that was the aim of this. And as we've learned more about this, we're kind of getting a picture of what happened in the room. The president met with the governors and was trying to reassure them. And according to sources in the room and who were briefed on the conversation, he told them that he needs to get more rest. And in order to get more sleep, he needs to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. You know, we've seen people come out like Gavin Newsom say, like, he wasn't saying that literally. He was saying this, you know, in a figurative way. But it's pretty interesting to hear the president saying that. He also told the governors that he did have a medical checkup following last week's debate, and he is in good health. And, you know, that's notable because the press secretary had initially told reporters that she talked to the president's doctor, and he hadn't had any medical exam since his physical in February. Now, you can argue what the difference is between a checkup for a cold versus a full medical exam, but, you know, it's interesting to see how the president is trying to answer some of these questions and trying to reassure even people within his own party that he is up to this privately behind the scenes.
You know, never, I think, has the president been more relatable than saying, you know, I need more rest and stop scheduling me for things after 8 p.m. You know, I think everybody here is nodding their heads. Yeah, I could get behind that. Well, maybe not if you're the president. As you mentioned, a lot of these things are coming out, whether it's the more rest. Well, we traveled a lot. You know, I almost fell asleep up there. A lot of these explanations, they're only bringing more questions. You know, we heard Kathy Hochul, New York's governor. Of course, Gavin Newsom's been doing this time and time again, and more come out in support of the president after this meeting. But even with that, it seems like a lot of this conversation is not going away anytime soon.
This is a story that has continued to hound the president, frankly, for over a week now. It was last Thursday that we saw him on the debate stage that really sparked all of these questions. And here we are, Friday of the following week, and we're still talking about it. Now, that's never a good thing when you're trying to, when you have a bad headline. You want to see it blow over quickly. And I think that, you know, you're seeing the president and his team face criticism for not acting sooner. You know, a lot of people have talked about how he didn't hold this meeting with the governors until nearly a week after that debate. He didn't make phone calls to leaders on Capitol Hill until the weekend, you know, well past the debate as well. So I think that there's questions about, did they move fast enough? But you're seeing the Biden campaign trying to move forward here, too. They're announcing another ad buy there today for the month of July. They're you know, trying to put him out there more. He's going to be traveling to Wisconsin today. He's going to do that interview with George Stephanopoulos today. And I think that that is going to be very critical. A lot of people are going to be watching to see what he is like in that interview.
You know, on that interview, before we let you go, we know it'll play on this week. It'll be part of Good Morning America early next week. But at the same time, you know, this is the first interview. This is the big push, right, to go past what happened on the debate stage. And it's Friday night, right? A July 5th holiday weekend. Is this almost, you know, the scheduling especially like a pilot attempt? We'll see if putting him out there and doing an interview is a good thing.
Well, I think regardless of the logistics and the timing of the interview, the bottom line is he has to do this, right? He has to prove to the American people that his campaign's argument that the debate was just a one-off and a bad night is actually the case. And the stakes really couldn't be higher for this interview. Everything he does and everything he says is going to be intensely watched and scrutinized. But ultimately, what matters here is what the voters think coming out of there. Is this enough to calm their concerns? That's a decision that they're going to have to make. Or does this, you know, reinforce the perceptions that they have from him, either from the debate stage or prior? The first excerpts of that interview are going to air on World News, and then the interview is going to be broadcasted in its entirety on a special on the network at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So voters are going to have to watch and make their own decisions.
Hey, Molly, thank you. Molly Nagel joining us live this morning with a look at the White House joins us from Washington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.